Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode number 77. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Nate and Sean?
I wanted to say darn right we are. I've been waiting to say that again.
Darn right?
Darn right we're middle-aged.
Rootin' tootin'.
Rootin' tootin'.
Darn tootin', I like Fig Newton. That's what we used to do.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah, we are middle-aged, aren't we?
And creeped out.
And creeped out.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. We should still be, right?
Kind of fits the show. I mean...
With all my aches and pains, I feel middle-aged.
Mm. Wait till you're my age.
And creeped out.
Like, I'm level 2 middle-aged. You guys doing okay?
Yeah. With the double sevens, that's like some kind of good luck, right? Isn't seven supposed to be lucky? So double sevens.
Your 11s are showing?
My 11s are showing my sevens. That's poker talk, right?
No.
It's not poker talk.
Have you ever seen that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's confused.
It's Vegas talk.
Oh, I believe a Mel Brooks movie. Where he loses all of his money, he is a millionaire or something like that, and he ends up in a homeless shelter. He's like, "Oh, that's not good." The old guy over at another table, he's like, "His 11s are showing. He doesn't have much time." He's like, "What?" It's like the two tendons on the back of the neck.
Gotcha. No, yeah,
I don't never, never heard that.
I gotta figure this movie out real quick. Me some Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a genius.
I was like, what are you talking about? I was thinking Vegas. I don't know.
I know. Yeah, it's not a joke if I have to explain.
I know. No.
What are you saying, Nate?
So we don't have to do the dad joke now, right?
What is tonight? Monday. We are recording on a Monday night.
We are.
Monday.
We harmonize. Well,
wow.
Woo.
We should talk about the Eagles harmonizing.
We should just like go into song every once in a while, right?
Maybe.
Never again.
How was your guys' Monday to start the week?
It's okay.
It's a Monday.
Whirlwind, yeah.
Monday. Mm-hmm. I had a great one. I've had two crappy ones prior.
So you today were due for one, right?
I was due, yeah.
That's good. So,
yeah, can't complain. My daughter's at watching the JV and the varsity volleyball. So my wife and son went, so she was excited just to travel. The freshman team got to travel with them and watch them. And then they play Wednesday as her first game.
Nice.
So
very cool.
We're excited. But no, it was a good day. It was a real good Monday, I thought.
I know. Sports just ended, and then we had a little transition, and now they're starting again already. So it's like, here we go. School started and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we're up and running again, aren't we? Yep.
If anybody's interested, the movie is Life Stinks.
I have not seen that before. I don't even know if I've heard of that one.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
Let me see the picture.
Yes. I don't remember that line at all.
I don't either.
But I do know that.
Because he's sitting across from the one guy, and he has a piece of corn on his face. He's like, "Got some corn right here." And he like slaps it and moves somewhere else. He's like, "Did I get it? No, it's up here now."
I do remember.
And he's like,
"I do remember
that
part.
You got it. It's still on
its still on there." I do remember that part.
What year was that, Nate?
91.
91.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Good grief.
Coon's age ago.
I was only 20. Man, what happened?
Your 11s are showing.
I have
your
11s, 12s, and 13s.
Right?
Something like that.
We're going to have to hold on to that line for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Nate, you having a good Monday, you said? You said it was just Monday.
Yeah. It's a Monday.
Yeah. But you know what? It's almost over. It'll be Tuesday.
That's right.
Shoot.
It'll be Friday before we know it. I start to say it'll be Monday before we know it. It will be Monday again before we know it. But
something like that.
Tomorrow.
It all comes back around a week from now.
Yeah. I know. Micah said that. You said something about how's your Monday going? And he goes, "Is it Friday yet?" And I was like, I wanted to say, I'm with Micah.
Yeah.
My big line when I come into work, I'm always like, "Is it time to go home yet?"
It's a break time. Man.
I have to say, I'm going to brag, but I had a good Monday. I really had a good positive.
I'm glad for you.
Thank you. Sorry about you guys.
That's why we're breaking out in song, right?
I have no sympathy for you.
Sympathy for the devil.
Diablo.
No sympathy for the Todd. Well, good. And I'm glad our creepies are joining us. So whenever when will this drop? Next week?
I hate math.
I know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they'll hear it
the 24th. Yes.
24th. Okay. Well, I hope the creepies, by the time they hear this, they're having a good day. Sean.
Yes.
You want to pass out the first announcements?
I do want to pass. I want to pass out.
Pass them out.
Oh, not really pass out.
Don't pass out. Sean,
come back to us. Sean.
Nate, get the smelling sauce.
Step away from the light, Sean. I do want
to. Hand out, pass out, mention out. I don't know.
I do want to mention the first part of the announcements. This is a mental health community. We keep clarifying that because it's very important. We do a lot of fun things around here, but we always want to bring it around to the importance of mental health and making this into a community. So we always give out the substance abuse and mental health hotline first. It's 1-800-662-4357. And the Veterans Suicide and Bullying hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Don't you snicker over there. Another way to connect with someone to help them out for any suicide or mental health crises is to call or text 988 and you'll get the help you need. Also, you can visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying, not bowling.
Nice. So if I cry at sea, is that a problem?
Cry whatever you want. You can cry wherever you want.
Cry at sea?
Cry at sea.
What about A and B? Cry at
all
the letters.
Any of the letters. Yeah, right. All the way to Z if you want.
Oh, well, thank you, sir, for that.
You're most welcome.
Flawless, man.
Was that flawless?
Nah, it's kind of.
I shoot for flawless.
No. You said bullying, so that's good. That's good.
Yep. I'm getting better.
Yeah, so I guess it's my turn, right? I'm going to give out the.
That's what the script, not script, says.
That's right. Hey, come on. You know what time it is? The Todd's dad joke of the show.
You're supposed to laugh after the joke, not before it.
I can't help it. All right, creepies and Nate and Sean, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What alcohol gets cows drunk? Moonshine.
Oh.
That's moonshine. Nate?
Nate passed
Come
out.
On. No. You got to give me that one.
He done passed out.
That's a great one. Moonshine. Oh man!
You know we were talking about you and cutting down on your tea, and now mentioning the moonshine. I had a patient today,
and she had
tea and a glass. I said, "What you got?" I go, "What's on tap today?" And she goes, "Moonshine." And I said, "I've only just met you, so I have no reason not to believe you." And I go, "Probably tea though." And she goes, "Yeah, it's tea." I was like,
"With some moonshine,
with moonshine,
a kick of moonshine,
or some moonshine with a little bit of tea." Yeah.
That was funny, though.
Who was it that posted, let's see, John, our friend John Masco, who we met at the Indie Life show?
Yes, John. Yep, shout out to John, right?
Exactly. He posted a picture of the big Folgers, like the container, and put it like under a water cooler.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
That was funny.
I know some people like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was funny. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's your Todd's dad joke of the show. I loved it myself. Okay, and then I got a couple shout outs.
Utterly not funny.
Shut off all our mics, right?
Man,
and that's the show.
Nate, can you give out the?
What?
Can you give out the?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Okay, so shout out to. These are two friends of ours. They are actually friends. We met them at the Greenwood Mall here on the
food court.
South side. No, south side of Indianapolis. Actually, it was the same mall that was in the news a few weeks ago about the shooting. Alex and Lata, they own a sports kiosk in the middle of the Greenwood Mall, about a minute away, if that, from the food court. Poor Lata was there when the shooting happened. So I am so glad that they're okay. My wife and Elijah actually met them first, and he bought, I think it was for my birthday or Christmas, he bought me a little the AirPods holder, mm-hmm. little case. I mean, they sell jerseys, hats, lanyards, license plates, everything. Retro jerseys, new jerseys. Anyway.
Did you just say New Jerseys?
New Jerseys.
New York.
Current jerseys.
Massachusetts.
The what?
New Jersey Devils.
New Jersey Jebels.
Jebels.
No, they do not. No. So they are an awesome couple. They're friends of ours now. So I wanted to give them a shout out. Alex and Lotta. Yep. And then we met another friendly couple, Guyton and his lovely bride, Jessica. And they have a kiosk in the Greenwood Mall, and they sell lanyards and other products. They sold my son and his buddy the Supreme, the name brand Supreme lanyards. And I'm like, what the heck is Supreme? And the kids thought it was funny that old man
Nate's
didn't.
Wearing right now. Mm-hmm. He dresses in Supreme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, this couple is very nice, and they chatted up our kids.
Supersized.
I say our kids, like Matthew's our kid. He basically is. Just a sweet couple, just like Alex and Lotta. So I told him, hey, if you listen to the podcast, if you listen to this just this one episode, and I told him when it would drop, I said, you'll hear your name. So
that's very cool.
I wanted to make sure. Yeah, very, very nice people. And yeah. So
I had to joke because it's every time you give a shout out, it seems like some kind of food related. Like
restaurant? What fast food are you?
But since it's from the Greenwood Mall, we're like, it's got to be the food court, dude.
it's not. They
I was slightly surprised.
No. I didn't. And Nate, I did not see the guy at the gas station, the gas attendant. So
come here often?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about a podcast.
I got a good one. Hey. Yeah. You can't help. Hey. You know,
just poking fun.
Oh, I know. No, my wife's like rolls her eyes. Like, here we go. She gets ready for the spiel.
One listener at a time, right?
That's right. That's right. Okay, so I am done with my announcements. And yes. Sean, I'm going to turn it over to you so you can tell our creepies what we're going to discuss.
For 77, we are going to talk about a subject. It's called the Incubus Demon. I'm not sure how many people know about this, but we want to make sure and first start with a disclaimer for this episode.
It's not the band.
It is not the band, although we might talk a little bit about Incubus. You never know. But this is a subject that is there's going to have some content that is sexual in nature. So we want you to know that before we start talking about it, because if you do have children around, this is probably a good one for them to miss.
Yeah.
So we want to put that out there first.
Right. Parental advisory.
Advisory, because we don't, I mean.
Not often from us, but.
Except for crop circles. I don't think we've had to do this.
Yeah, Nate should.
Say what? What?
My bad.
Those naughty little crop circles.
Yeah, no, a little bit of a discretion.
Yes.
So, anyway.
So I think it's good. This is a great discussion. We're going to have some fun with it. But yeah, it's going to get, this is a little naughty in places, so yeah. I think it's good that we mentioned that.
And not because we're going to be naughty. It's just
Nate,
the content.
Nate said he's going to be naughty, but yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, they
can't see me on this,
you know,
right?
You've heard that group, Naughty by Nature. It's Naughty by Nate.
Naughty by Nature, yes.
No. That's going to be my next dad joke. No,
I'm kidding. Write that down.
I like it. Not as good as the moonshine, but it's...
So I'm going to lay the foundation for discussion. An incubus is a demon in male form that seeks to have sexual intercourse with sleeping women. The corresponding spirit in female form is called a succubus. We already talked about the plural form is incubi and succubi. In medieval Europe, union with an incubus was supposed by some to result in the birth of witches, demons, and deformed human offspring. That would explain a lot of people around here. Not here, but just in general.
Nate resembles that remark.
Sounds very judgy, doesn't it?
I didn't mean you making fun of my third arm coming out of the top of my head, all right?
I'm just jealous that you're wearing Supreme and I'm
not. I didn't
even
notice, Nate. I didn't even notice.
I slick it back.
I notice you part it, kind of.
If I had hair.
If I only had some hair.
Before we get into the details of this incubus.
Yes.
When had you guys heard about this character?
That's
demon?
A good question.
I've heard of the band.
Well, yeah, back in the 90s, right?
Right, right. I had never heard of this. Because, when I heard Incubus, the band, I had no idea that there was an actual Incubus lore.
Me neither.
Of a demon until maybe
I'd say
2
years. You think so? Maybe the last.
That's me. I'm talking about.
I'd say 5 to 10, but I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a lot sooner for me. I mean,
but it would have been
later.
More recent, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not something I've delved deeply into, but, I mean, I think somewhere for a long time I didn't know where the band came from or that was a real thing, but somewhere along the lines, either whether it wasn't podcasting probably because I wouldn't listen to podcasts until like 5 years ago. So YouTube, I would guess, or some kind of something or other.
Yeah,
I've always heard of the succubus, but not the male counterpart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, I knew about the incubus before the succubus.
I did too.
Yeah. Succubus probably heard about the last couple years, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I'd say about 3 years. I mean, yeah. It was way before we did this. But anyway, I was just curious when you guys heard about it.
Anywho,
I wonder how many people do know about it. You know, the demon.
I don't know.
They know about it now. If
yeah, listening. We're going to be educated.
Darn right, they will.
Everybody's got to have an education, right?
Exactly. So yeah, this thing's creepy. It's very creepy.
It really is.
Interesting.
I wanted to start with, there is such a thing called the incubus syndrome, and the term incubus syndrome is used for a rare form of delusion in which patients harbor a delusion that they have been sexually approached by an unseen lover. It's considered a type of secondary, urotomania, in which the persons have delusions of being raped by an imaginary lover.
Yeah. Not good.
Secret love. Wait, no, that's a whole different thing. Demon lover.
Yeah. I believe incubus, it comes from, Nate.
Nate's.
Hello.
It's Latin.
Yes.
And it actually means to lie on top of, or to lie on top. That's what the incubus means. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. Since it's the male demon, which I did not know that. So it's amazing when you do research what you learn.
Yeah.
And they also associate like sleep paralysis with a lot of these occurrences or interactions where, you know, the women are kind of just, they're frozen, they're paralyzed. And while they're feeling like they were getting attacked by this male demon, you know, so that'd be a little freaky too.
Well, the
interesting thing with these is they are an old demon.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around a long time, been known about, but yet hardly anybody knows about them. Nobody really talks about them.
Right. Right.
Like this saying, one of the earliest evident mentions of the demon sharing qualities to an incubus comes from Mesopotamia.
That was good.
On the Sumerian king list, 2400 BC, where the hero Gilgamesh, his father, is listed as Lilu. It is said that Lilu disturbs and seduces women in their sleep, while the female counterpart, which is Lilitu, is a female demon appearing to men in their erotic dreams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the early accounts of that sort of demon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this isn't just in the last 200-300 years. It's centuries.
Centuries old. All the stuff I listen to, it even goes into, obviously there's biblical, if I can say it, references that go back into the Nephilim, because the demons came down and mated with women.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, that's kind of, that relates to it. So there's a lot of instances that talk about that. Giants came out of that. And then I listen to some people say, well, that's not really the same thing. And I'm like, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
because
is.
A demon is still not going to, you know, it's not like the demons are, they're still spirit form. You know,
correct,
and so if they're mating with them, people just think like, oh, well, they mated. So that means that the women were like, oh, come on, come to my bedchambers. No, it was something that was brought upon them without them knowing or their knowledge. And then it also goes into, I saw in ancient Greek, the fauns were seen as related to this too, because the fauns are half human, half goat, mythological creatures, both in Greek and Roman mythology. But they were saying that those are also looked at on as demonic creatures that can also mate with women and create the incubus, be an incubus. And that's what a big discussion was. Can demons have relations with humans? And this is the way that men have that are elevated above demons. Of course, they're not happy about that, right?
Right.
And we can procreate. So that's a basic, you know, like, well, duh. But so the demons have to, both from the male and the female counterpart, a male has to, you know, it gets a little complicated and convoluted and a little weird, but the demon male has to mate in a spiritual sense with the female. And then the male, like the counterpart can happen as well. So that's the only way that demons can bring children into the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very sick way. Like it's not natural. It's not what God meant intended.
No.
And that was one of the, like, several of the videos I watched were talking about that, how this is a very unnatural thing and not something that mankind wants. So it's being forced upon them. So it's grotesque. It's sick. It's perverted.
Yeah. And we know the act of rape is horrendous and horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With the, human to human. But man, can you imagine like a demon?
But I also saw out here where there are people that are seeking this too, though. People that are like, oh, I want the spirit to come. So there's also people opening, or some people are purposefully saying, do this to me. Mm-hmm. So there are people out there saying that or wanting it, which is, I don't think they know what they're signing up for. Or they say that if you take part in things like pornography.
Sure, you're opening yourself up.
You're opening yourself mm-hmm. up, or any kind of sexual perversion that, you know, it can be, opening up those demonic spirits. So I thought that was interesting as well.
Right.
It is said legendary magician Merlin was said to be fathered by an incubus.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You've been waiting to say that. I can.
No.
No, and that
is
weird.
Just talking about giants and all the different species of offspring. Merlin was human. I don't think he necessarily had any defects other than he was a wizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a defect enough.
Might
kind of a cool account.
Yeah, it accounts to why he was magical.
Yeah. Huh. I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling you guys before we started recording, I had not come across that, so it was interesting about the Merlin.
I think it is interesting that you're talking about defects of people. That's how, in a very rudimentary way, people saw, you know, any kind of a defective human, or what they saw it was supposed to be demonic, or you're dealing with witchcraft, and that's why in some cultures throughout some periods of time, anybody with deformities or they were not considered quote unquote normal were either tossed to the side of humanity or killed, disregarded, however you want to see that, ostracized.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it had to go to do with some of the beliefs that you were messing with demonic forces, dark forces, you know, something that was not meant, not of God anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
Well, it's kind of like what we've talked about in the past where these, like the sanatoriums and the asylums, you know, where mm-hmm. people, they had no idea that, you know, they didn't know about mental health or, you know, things that, you know, special needs, things that.
Right.
And so they were just like, what's going
on?
We
take it for granted now, right?
Person, kid, let's just put them in let's just ship them away. And, you know, instead of, they had no idea. So it does kind of correlate with this story or this topic. What I listened to, I listened to some really good people, their take, like their opinions, but also like their, you know, researchers and their experts, I guess. Mm-hmm. They said that the incubus, because I know we'll get into the succubus later on
mm-hmm.
in another episode, but both of them, they get jealous.
Yes, right.
So we'll just talk about the incubus. So the the male, the incubus, gets jealous of human males,
right?
You know,
I heard that too.
And then of course, in the succubus, the same thing. And so they don't. It's like they can't have my lover, or they can't have my, you know, they get jealous, and so that's why they go on the attack. You know, it's like we're theirs. You know, it's just weird to think like that.
Lay claim,
yeah. Oh yeah, and they don't like that. So that's
they say even opening yourself up to any kind of ideas of infidelity, even if you're not being unfaithful to your partner, even having those entertaining thoughts can open up the door for a demon to take possession over you, or try to be a romantic spiritual lover, or whatever, demon lover. I know that's what that's you're talking about.
It's kind of weird
demon
to say.
Lover. Yeah, there's gonna be a song out there about that, but that opens up the door mm-hmm. for them to have that quote unquote possession, or that, you know, and like you said, become jealous. Which is I honestly, until I watched some of the stuff, I hadn't even thought of that, and I'm like, that's kind of weird, but
it's scary.
Right. Ugh. And then they glom onto you.
Mm-hmm. They don't. Oh, I just lost. If you had
You were bringing up Succubus. And I know we're going to talk about that more. It's an interesting thing that we've talked about Lilith before.
Right.
And that goes, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. How that and that goes.
Yeah, I don't
want to
get too far into that.
Not too far into that, but I think that's an interesting side note too. That goes into, and like I said, we'll discuss that more when we get into it. But that is that in itself, and I hadn't really thought about that as being the opposite form of that is the succubus.
Mm-hmm.
But she's an interesting character too. That you know, like I said, we'll talk about her a little bit too.
Right.
As probably cover her in depth more as well. But
yeah,
I think that gets this whole discussion is wild.
Yeah,
to say the least.
We're gonna do. It'll be the 31st. So our second episode in this type of content, as I nail my microphone, will be the succubus. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, so we'll get into part. You know,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, we'll get into the Lilith and all that crazy stuff too. But you know what's interesting is did you guys look it up, like images of what an incubus looks like?
Yes, there's. I had a hard time finding ones that weren't wildly inappropriate, but yeah, there's some. Yeah, it's really,
you know, they
spooky,
creepy. But they, you know, a lot of them I saw portray them as
sexual.
Well, yeah, they're demon monsters, but yet they're kind of they're muscular,
uh-huh.
hand, you know, but they're kind of still handsome. They're just, you know,
like uh-huh. the one I'm looking at right now has like a human handsome face, but
right.
then like the wings and body
yes.
of the demon.
Right. Like, yeah, bat wings. And they're not grotesque looking. It's like
seductive. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm quality.
Like, and they do that with they do that with the succubus too. They portray the succubus as a woman, you know, in a skimpy outfit
mm-hmm.
and sexy outfit and all that. And I'm like, I don't know if that's
well endowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, that's, it's more appealing, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
I think it's interesting that they're in some of the talk that I listened to, some of the articles talked about how it's interesting, and it's the idea of Dracula or vampires kind of gets into, and I'm, you know, not that the whole concept of vampires are in that shadow realm, you
mm-hmm.
know, shadow monsters and characters, but how they prey on women. Sometimes virgins, you know,
sure.
and they're a sexual being and they come after, you know, it's not like they couldn't attack you during whatever parts of the day, but they're going to be the ones that are out at night, you know, lurking in the shadows or in your bed chambers or whatever. So I thought that was an interesting, let's call it tapestry, comes into this discussion as well through vampires. Some that are linked to this anyway.
Similar.
Mm-hmm.
So very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole seductive and non-human mm-hmm. and human, yeah, coming together.
But if you
yeah.
saw them, I mean, if you know, you see them and brought it in the pale, they're not really, but there is a seductive quality to them. That
a control.
Alluring. Right.
You know, putting, yeah, I know.
They got me with the accent. That's Transylvania. It's just like, I can't resist.
I don't go blah, blah, blah.
For no reason, right? I thought it was interesting. There's a term called Cambion, which I was not familiar with this. I don't know. You guys tell me if you guys had heard of any of this. In European mythology, which we were talking about, and literature since at least the 19th century, a Cambion is the offspring of an incubus, succubus, or other demon with a human. In its earliest known uses, it was related to the word for change and was cognate with changeling. So we've talked about changelings mm-hmm. before. So Cambion comes from the late Latin Cambria to exchange, and ultimately from the Celtic root camb, meaning crooked or exchange. It is in its earliest known uses, the word is used for changeling, the child of fairies or demons who had been substituted for a human baby, so on and so forth. There's a lot of different examples of that. They do having been exchanged, the sons of incubi demons. They're called false infants. I thought that was kind of an interesting term.
Yeah.
They wail for milk and cannot be satisfied even with multiple nurses, which I thought that was interesting. There is also the human demon hybrids. Since at least, like I said, the 19th century, they've been taken on further definition, the child of an incubus or succubus with a human parent. Victor Hugo's Toilers of the Sea defined a Cambion as the son of a woman and the devil. It also appeared as a hybrid of human and demon in Dungeons and Dragons in the 1983 Monsters Manual 2. I don't know. I'm not real fluent in that. Sorry.
Me neither.
But I thought the concept of offspring born to humans and demons was the subject of the debate in the Middle Ages, but did not have a widely accepted name. The influential Malleus Maleficarum, gosh, I wish I had something like Smith or Jones, or, which has been described as the major compendium of literature in the demonology of the 15th century, states that demons, include the incubus and the succubus, are incapable of reproduction.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird? I mean, but, weird. Which goes back to the fact that we can, they can't, neener, 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 right?
Yeah. neener, neener, neener.
All right.
What is that, neener, neener, neener? The whole thing is crazy, and it's scary because, you know, I believe in demons and angels, and this is a type of demon that's just, you know, like, you know, you talk about possession and, you know, screwing with us mentally and emotionally and how they can, you know, create havoc, but then knowing there might be a sexual side of this thing, you know, whatever it is, the incubus or succubus, it's really a different, because, you know, sex was created by God to be intimate and to mean something,
divine
to be
process,
loved,
right?
You know, yeah, yeah,
to bring two people together,
yeah, and this whole thing, it's a spiritual rape. I mean, spiritual attack in a horrible. If people, you
it
know,
it takes like your life force too. During, you know,
yes,
from the act,
it, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like it feeds itself,
yeah,
kind of like we were saying, like a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
What a neat, you know, and yeah,
it
you're
goes
right
into
it,
that lore, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about how that can, it can make you physically ill over mm-hmm. time, being attacked over and over again, and that's what they were talking
even
about,
even death,
mm-hmm. right? And even and people that don't either know what they're being attacked by, or understand it, or don't have that protection. Either or have opened themselves up to these kind of attacks. It's mm-hmm. it's just very weird. The I think
it's oppression. It's another way of you know.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a power. It's a like a power struggle, right?
Right.
I thought it was interesting, and we won't want to get too deep into it. And I was trying to talk about this earlier. Is just the way that the demons have to get. It's very unnatural the way they have to pass. You know, it says this, the way this says this, it talks, the incubus will in turn transfer the sperm to a human female and thus impregnates her. It says, yet it may be said that these devils assume a body, not in order that they may bestow life upon it, but they may by means have the body preserve human semen and pass the semen to another body. So it's not that, like you said, divine process that God intended.
Yeah. It's supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah. You know, and it's like I said, perverted, yes. and distorted, mm-hmm. and bastardized, however you want to look at
it. I read
that.
one account where the incubus and succubus are all in one. So if it's preying on a female,
yeah,
then it's an incubus.
Yeah.
If it's going after a male, then it's a succubus.
Yeah, I read that
then,
too.
And then it gets the seed from the male and then turns into an incubus and uses that seed.
It's a reproduction.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because
yeah.
I did.
It's a good, yeah, right.
That they did say that that's a possibility working. Yeah. It can just, whichever situation it's in. It can, yeah.
It's a reproduction lesson that mm-hmm. you don't want to, ugh.
I don't want any part of it.
Nate made his stance right now. He doesn't want any part of it.
Well, it says here, researchers found mm-hmm. that over 1 in 10 people, or 11% of the general population, will experience the incubus phenomenon in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What?
1 out of 10.
1 out of 10.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's like.
Well, and that's the thing is some people, I mean, that would be seen, if you said, oh, this is happening to me, you'd be like, that's a mental disorder. But it's like.
They prey on them more.
Right. Well.
They say psychiatric disorders as well among refugees and somewhat surprisingly students the odds of experiencing the incubus phenomenon are as high as 41%.
Oh, wow.
Good grief.
Good gravy. That is.
I imagine students are like in experimental mode and.
Yeah, opening themselves up
yeah,
to that.
And then obviously, you know, I mean, psychiatric disorders, you're not in the right state of mind or whatever, so.
Right.
Easy to manipulate.
Well, and we've talked
or
about.
Be manipulated. Or
demons yeah. in general. That's. They come to a
prey on the weak.
Exactly. Yeah, that's chaos is going on, or you've got some mental issues, or and I don't want people to think like, oh my gosh, I struggle with mental health, and so I'm going to have this incubus or mm-hmm. succubus, whichever, you know. I'm like, no, that's not what we're saying. We're just saying it could invite, you know.
Mm-hmm. This is not this type of, this whole thing, it is, I mean,
so don't freak out. I
mean, it's an intense discussion that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. But you're right, it's not for people to live in fear, but I think it's a good thing to be aware of, you know what I mean? Right. Like, truly. They say it occurs in popular culture. One of the things you've already talked about, modern writers have sometimes used the term Cambion in the incubus and succubus for Merlin in the Arthurian legend, the son of a mortal woman and an incubus. The Dark Horse Comics character Hellboy, which we've talked about before, mm-hmm. is also a Cambion, being the offspring of the demon Azel and a human woman, Sarah Hughes. Supernatural Season 5, Episode 6, Castile explains that a Cambion is at least 24 minutes, or what a Cambion is 24 minutes into the episode. And of course, DC Comics character Raven is a Cambion, being the offspring of her evil demonic father, Trigon, and human woman, Arella. So, of course, the comics have to go into it too. So,
oh, yeah.
It's good. It's interesting.
Where you get all your good ideas.
Well, yeah.
The comics?
Right.
I want to read this. There's a book out. Let's see. It's from Sunbury Press. It's called Stalked by a Demon, My Real Life Encounters with an Incubus. And it kind of just gives a quick synopsis. Is a story of one woman's battle with an evil entity and how turning to her religion renewed her faith and helped her combat her menace. Says this is a true story of a mother's experiences with the paranormal activity. It tells of her unique struggles and the powerful miracles she experienced throughout her life. Shortly after moving into the old farmhouse, she began experiencing terrifying dreams. These dreams, as well as other ghostly activity, would haunt her for over 25 years. When she awakened one night to the horrifying reality of a physical sexual attack by a perceived evil presence, she realized what had been happening to her all along was not a dream. Feeling alone and vulnerable, she searched the internet to discover a group of people with paranormal experience. When others in her home admitted they also experienced paranormal activity, they decided to set up a video camera. With all of these people in her corner and a lot of research, she learned what had been haunting her and what she needed to do to fight it. That's creepy. You know?
I agree.
I gotta change my sleeping habits.
You're taking notes, Nate.
Not this paragraph I read. The analysis also found that people sleeping on their backs, which I do, mm-hmm. are... Sorry, I got a pop-up in my way. Are more likely to experience the phenomenon. Alcohol consumption and irregular sleeping patterns also make an incubus visit more probable.
Oh, you really do have to change your
sleep. Nate, you're
I have problems.
Sleeping and drinking habits.
Well, good luck with that, Nate. So anyway,
Sean, we're talking all these little touch points that we're talking about. There's a scientific explanation that could fall under the scope of what we were talking about before, sleep paralysis. The phenomenon of sleep paralysis is well established. We've talked about it before. During the fourth phase of sleep, REM sleep, motor centers in the brain are inhibited, producing paralysis. The reason for this is ultimately unknown, but the most common explanation is that this prevents one from acting out one's dreams. Malfunctions of this process can either result in somnolence, sleepwalking, or conversely, sleep paralysis. Additional to sleep paralysis is agnosia, in a dreamlike state, it is common to experience auditory and visual hallucinations. Most of these are forgotten upon fully waking or soon afterwards, in the same manner as dreams. Moreover, most people remember the phenomenon of hearing music or seeing things in near sleep states at some point in their lives. Typically, examples include a feeling of being crushed or suffocated, electric tingles or vibrations, imagined speech and or other noises, the imagined presence of a visible or invisible entity, and sometimes intense emotions of fear or euphoria and orgasmic feelings. These often appear quite real and vivid, especially auditory hallucinations of music, which can be loud, indistinguishable from music being played in the same room. Humanoid and animal figures, often shadowy or blurry, are often present in hypoagnosic hallucinations, more so than any other hallucinogenic state. This may be a relic or an ancient instinct to detect predatory animals. So it goes into how this could be, in turn, turned into feelings of being subdued, mm-hmm. or demons coming into it, or that fear base or anxiety driven. So these could be a lovely thing that can happen or a not lovely thing. And then this could be connected to how the brain responds to stress or the sleep paralysis. And then the feelings like there's a creature holding you down and, right. and making you submit. So it's interesting that that's more, that's the,
which
trying
gives
to,
you increased anxiety,
right?
Difficulty sleeping due to the fear, and even delusional disorder, a mental illness akin to schizophrenia.
Yeah, that was a. Yeah. I read that a lot. Mm-hmm. Schizophrenia. Well, and then you're if you're not getting sleep and you're beat down. See, that gives an just another way of opening yourself up. You know, it takes mm-hmm. advantage of it because you're weak and you're in a state of the can't fight it.
They say possible link between incubus phenomenon and sudden unexpected death syndrome, situation
really?
In which a healthy person inexplicably dies. I think they meant unexpectedly dies in his or her sleep.
Oh wow. There was something good. I think I posted it or I read it in a post that where you are at your weakest at a certain hour. I think it's like 3 or 4 in the morning because your body's just most relaxed. It's in its deepest sleep state. And if death is going to take you, it's in that weakened state, which is kind of interesting. So mm-hmm. I wonder, that all kind of comes together.
Does that have anything to do with the, you know, how we've heard and talked about, like they say that 3 a.m. is the thinnest between this world and that, you know, and
right.
that's when it's kind of the
witching hour, right?
The witching hour. I wonder mm-hmm. if that has any tie-ins with, you know,
I've had those thoughts. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely have.
I never thought about it before.
I'm still fascinated by this whole idea. And this kind of, it goes even deeper. The combination of sleep paralysis and hypoagnosic hallucinations could easily be could cause someone to believe that a demon was holding them down. Nocturnal arousal, etc., could be explained by creatures causing otherwise guilt producing behavior. Add this to the common phenomenon of nocturnal arousal and nocturnal emission, and all the elements required to believe in an incubus are present. This is also interesting. We haven't talked about this quite yet. On the other hand, some victims of incubi may also be, and this is very serious, have been the victims of a real sexual assault. So that's also another mm-hmm. aspect of it we haven't really talked about. Some authors speculate that rapists may have attributed the rapes of sleeping men and women to demons in order to escape the punishment. I think it's scary, but that's a real world,
right.
you know, thing that could be stuck with you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing's just scary. Nate, when you were talking about like how the incubus and succubus could be one and the same,
mm-hmm.
and it can kind of just flip flop, whichever, this is a good little couple paragraphs about kind of that idea. This says that the incubus and succubus are actually the same. They swap genders at specific points. For example, they would become succubi whenever they required semen, which is their life source. They would then become incubi and use that semen to impregnate women. But many believe that the incubi are actually bisexual, but that would strictly contradict their purpose of impregnation. But some people believe that when the incubi slept with another male, he would actually absorb his seed and use it as his own. When a human has intercourse with a succubi/incubi over long amounts of time, in parentheses, say a month, they will start feeling a need for more sex with the incubi or succubi, or go insane from how much life force they have lost. That is insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing we're talking about is insane. But
yeah, I think that's the same passage I read.
Oh, is
well, I didn't read
oh,
it.
I was like, wait, did I totally miss
to you guys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
I read it and knew about it. Yeah,
that the whole concept is just crazy. I don't know. This whole thing is crazy. It's really scary.
Wild.
I mean, and real quick, I want to get into this. There are other names for these, for like the folklore of the incubus.
Mm-hmm.
In Islam and Arabian folklore, the incubus is known as, and of course, I apologize to anybody out there. I'm not going to pronounce these names right. Hadun.
I've not heard of that.
Hadun, Al-Hadun. Hadun, Al-Hadun Lit Incubator, okay, and Qaboos, Al-Qaboos, or colloquial for bad, ooh, which, okay, means bad dreams. Only difference with Judeo-Christian incubi is being a type or a class of the jinn. So that's interesting.
I heard incubator and caboose, so now we're going from we're babies and trains.
That's right. That's right. There's babies riding in trains being pulled by an incubus. No, I'm just.
I actually, what, in the back of my head, I was thinking with incubus, it makes me think of incubator, which is a whole other thing. But
and real quick, you know, we were talking about how a lot of the drawings and the you know the artists draw these handsome looking, you know, yeah, they have maybe the face of a human. But they have wings or some type of monster-looking features. Didn't even mean to clip or touch this. So I was reading that passage, and somehow I just clicked on a picture, and I was like, oh, not total opposite. It shows a woman, looks like she's asleep probably, and laying down, and this thing's on top of her. Just yeah. sitting. That's
well, I'm just reading a thing.
That's not
right.
your good-looking, handsome.
No. Yeah, Prince Charming. Yeah.
No, nope. He's literally looks like a demon with
this right here
was
saying.
But anyway.
They were ugly, malformed beasts who used their powers to keep the woman they assaulted unconscious, restrained, or even paralyzed. I also found the word incubus, which I think you guys might have said this earlier.
To lie on, lie upon.
Yeah, to lay on top of.
Lay on top
yeah.
of. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Gosh. It's a very, very... Whose idea was this? Oh, yeah, Nate's.
Oh. It's Nate's, yeah, of course. I, crazy talk.
No, when you mentioned it, I was like, oh, yeah. Because I, you know, I've, and like I said, I've only known about these creatures for maybe 3 years, but I've really never, I've not done any research on them. And so, you know, I've heard maybe a podcast or two, but yeah, or like you said, Sean, maybe like catch on YouTube or something talking about it. But man, I'm telling you what, you start doing your own research and it's crazy. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, you know, that you can learn and that's kind of disturbing.
There are lots of, tons of stories like, yeah, out there, too. You're talking about 1 in 10.
Yeah.
There's a book out there by Reverend Ezekiel King called 19 True Incubus Short Stories. And it's just, it talks about, it says incubus and succubus true stories, spirit husband and spirit wife stories. So that's what these are called, spirit wives and spirit husbands. Marine spirit spouses stories and ghost sex demon stories. But it does, it talks about, there's a part in here, I won't read it in depth, but it says there was an unbeliever who stopped an incubus demon attack using the name of Jesus Christ, which I thought was interesting. Like somebody didn't believe, but they were so scared that they, you know, and that actually worked. So I think that's interesting, but it says, so the fact, and I saw, I mean, besides this book, there's a ton of other stories out there of people feeling attacked or being attacked and all kind of, we've talked about many different ways that people can kind of have this happen to them. But a lot of it, what it sounds like is just out of the blue, you know, like it's not like something that nobody did anything intentionally that they at least talk about. It's just, they're being attacked.
So they didn't do anything to open it up, to invite this.
Some people maybe, do. Some people,
well, that's
some people have
talked about that, but man, there are
some that are
every time
are,
it's schizophrenia or mental, other type of mental issues, or you're delving into something like pornography.
I would
or,
agree.
You're just kind of, what's going on here? I didn't do anything on purpose or to anything like what we just discussed. That's just like, yeah, like I said, out of the blue. That's the creepy part. I mean,
yes.
That you're just like, oh, what did I do to invite, you know, this type of encounter? Did you, one of you guys have something?
I wanted
I have
to.
A story.
I'll let you share. I don't have a specific story, but I'm going to. I'm going to save it for the succubus talk, but there is a story I'm going to relate during that story.
Oh, okay.
Or that story. Hello, that talk.
I got you. Yeah.
Clear as mud, right?
This person's on Reddit and it says they're really, yeah, I can tell that in their writing or the title of their story. Does anyone else have experiences with the incubus/succubus demons? This person said, I have had multiple encounters with what I've read to be these type of demons. It's always in my sleep. They will have sex with me. I won't lie. They're pretty good at what they do.
Oh.
LOL. And it also, I'm sorry, and it always feels so real. There have been multiple times when I go to touch them, they disappear. Most of the time, they are just a shadow figure, no distinguishing features. I think that's interesting. There was a time where it was a woman with wings. Another time I touched a male figure and his skin was rough. He looked up at me and it was the most horrifying thing ever. I was in sleep paralysis and it took a lot of effort to wake up. Does anyone else have experiences or any information on this? Is it just a vivid dream or are they real? I thought that little story was really good because it talks about sleep paralysis, talks about at one time it's a succubus, another time it's an incubus. mentions a shadow figure. I thought that was kind of an interesting take, you know. It said it didn't have really any distinguishing features. That was a really good one. I was looking for some stories, and that one stuck out, and I'm like, wow, that's kind of covers a lot of things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is this on?
Is it? Yeah, it's on.
Am I just talking to? So anyway,
can you repeat that? No,
so anyway, it says I have had.
I just think it's interesting that a lot of this brings it back to, and I know we keep touching on this, the psychiatric disorders, but that's not obviously clearly always the case. But a lot of these discussions, we say, hey, are we going to go there? Or, hey, we're going to do this or whatever. And this is not something that I'm sure most of our listeners would agree that this is not something you want to be a part of. This is not something, I'm sure there's some, you know, always the fringe people. They'd be like, yeah, sign me up. I'd love to try that. But I think most people out there are going to say, yeah, no thanks. Right.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I hope they say no thanks.
If they giveth, they also will taketh.
Well, and that's the thing, is like what we were talking about, like,
so
it's going to take
be
your life.
Weary of what you wish.
Right. It's going to take
be
your
weary
life.
Weary of you what you wisheth.
Wisheth.
Forth. No, thirdly.
Oh, we're turning into Tyson.
No,
now.
I'm not. I didn't do my Tyson impersonation. Maybe a little bit. Mike, don't listen to him.
A little lisp.
He's trying to get me in trouble. I'm going to read.
I'm really serious.
I'm going to read another story.
Oh, don't.
In response to that last one.
Okay.
And then I'm done with stories. This person, this woman says, they are indeed real, and I've had encounters with an incubus several years ago. She says, I could completely feel it but could not see it whatsoever. All I could see was the outline of it under my sheets. Every night it would open my bedroom door, and in the form of a snake/serpent, I could see it slither under my sheets from the foot of my bed right up to my face. I literally felt its long, thin snake tongue touch my face. Shortly after, it would morph into a much larger human-like form and proceed to do what they do. You know, I would be physically and emotionally drained the entire next day. It went on for about 3 weeks total. Other completely strange stuff happened too, but that's a whole other thing. I'm trying to read it. But that's a whole other thing that I rarely talk about because people think I'm crazy. I know I'm not, though. And I know are real, very real. That's so they were just responding to that.
That's spooky, isn't it?
It's dirty. Really
is. Spooky.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think dirty. It's the whole idea. You feel all dirty.
It's dirty.
You
a little slithery.
Need a shower. I think we all do after this.
Not a snake. He's a snake.
I think one thing, and we can see this in the next one.
I don't like that. Never mind. I'm done.
If there are listeners out there that have experienced this, by all means, you know, obviously probably people aren't going to be like, oh yeah, please use my name. But like,
yeah, right.
Feel free to reach out and tell us. Like, I think it would be, I hope that people haven't had to experience this, but it sounds like it might be more common than what we might think. So
Could it be.
So in these discussions, you know, if people are having these kind of experiences, share them, you know. It's just like with shadow people. People are like, yeah, I've had shadow people since I was a kid. Yep, I had a shadow people.
Afraid
I'm
to
a
say
shadow
something.
Person. He's right?
My best friend.
Yeah, right. He's right here.
Fred.
But you know, like, you're, hey, don't you put down Fred. But you know, it's seriously, it's a thing that people have to deal with. And I'm sure it's scarier than heck, you know?
Yeah, I would concur.
You would conquer.
Conquer. Any more? Anything else?
I don't have anything on the serious subject of Incubus, but I do want to mention that it's a fantastic rock band, and there are wonderful songs. You should go listen to Drive, Wish You Were Here, Vitamin, Nice to Know You, Dig, Stellar, Love Hurts, Warning, all these. Just go listen to Incubus.
I know pretty much the radio songs they played. I don't know like all their collection of songs, so I just know the ones they played.
I just wanted to throw
popular.
I wanted to throw a slew of them out there.
I heard a podcast a few months ago that it was a true crime story about this missing girl in California. And I'm not sure if it's the lead singer. I think it was. Or maybe, anyway, somebody from Incubus. And he and his wife actually were on the podcast. They were struck by the story how it was like a 14 or 15-year-old girl went missing, and they actually tried to help with the investigation and put money towards it to fund it. So anyway, he was a member of it, or is a member of Incubus. So shout out to that guy.
Great band.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I have nothing else to discuss.
That's okay. Well, I think it's a great
discussion.
We'll
get into the succubus the next episode.
to be
that's
going to
be more creepy.
Right.
It's, it's like, oh,
it's a transitional discussion.
Just a transition, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Sean?
Yes. I have what I'm going to term a middle-aged... Middle-aged?
Middle-aged?
Middle-aged? I don't know.
And I'm curious
what's
to
the
see
accent?
Where you're going to come up with after this discussion.
Middle-aged. I know. Well, I'm going to give credit where credit's due, and it was both... You know, did yeah, we gave credit to Nate on this one, right?
You did.
Yeah. So
you did.
If it's if we didn't, it's Nate's it's
you
all
did.
Nate's
it's my fault.
Well, I asked Nate. We were we saw each other on Friday, and I was like, man, I'm trying to think of what to do for Incubus. And I had these a couple ideas, and he's like... Why don't you do an Incubus song? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like what a great idea. But then
wow.
I was, but we sat there and we're like,
Beatles.
Yeah, but what song?
Here, let me open the door for you.
What's, I know, yeah, like our man
what?
Nate.
What? You mean do actual
I'm like,
Incubus?
What? So I hadn't considered what song
Genius.
Would be appropriate.
And then he kept telling me, shut up.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did
shut
I?
Up.
Just shut up. Shut up. That was the bourbon talking.
Yeah,
so this is going to be considered a middle-aged dark side, but it is Incubus's Drive. Mm. Great song. If you haven't heard it, go out and hear it. Go out and listen.
I can't remember just by the song title, but...
I'll sing it for you.
Don't
so you
sing
remember.
It.
Okay,
just read
it. Okay, fine. So, sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear, and I can't help but ask myself how much I'll let the fear take the wheel and steer. So these should sound familiar to most people. It's driven me before and seems to have a vague, haunting mass appeal. But lately, I'm beginning to find that I should be the one behind the wheel. Whatever tomorrow brings, this is where you would know it if I sang it. Mm-mm. Whatever tomorrow brings,
yes,
I'll be there with open arms and open eyes. Yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there. I'll be there. So if I decide to waver my chance to be the one of the hive, will I choose water over wine and hold my own and drive? I don't have to say the ooh, right? It's driven me before. Jenna would say no. Jenna would say don't.
I
don't
need them. I lose my spot in the song.
Me too. Well, that's well, and so the,
so he just
I know where to sing. Right?
He just did.
It's a true story. It's driven me before, and it seems to be the way that everyone else gets around. But lately, I am beginning to find that when I drive myself, my light is found. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms. And see now,
I know.
Yeah. And open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there. Would you choose water over wine, hold the wheel, and drive? So on and on and on with whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
What so, did Jenna tell you that you...
Don't have to read it all verbatim. Well, here, I can get down to the...
Well, that just cracked me up when he told me
they
that.
They repeat this line 15 times, so here we go.
Sorry, that's the end of it. That's my form of
I'm still blown away how Nate came up with the idea to say, how about an Incubus song?
Did I what,
coming
was
off
it,
from Incubus.
When he said that, and I was dead serious. I wasn't even like, I wish I was joking. I was like, that's a great idea, Nate. Like, that's the funny part of it is that I was dead serious.
That's my job.
He was seriously, he's like, are you joking? He's not joking. Nope, he's not joking.
I would have said, well, yeah, Nate, I know. Like, really? I didn't think about it.
DA Maximum.
Oh, that's thinking? Good song. Good choice.
Oh, thank Nate over there. Cause I
good job, Nate. Good job helping him.
Oh, we were listening to the catalog where we were like, how about this song? Well, this is a good one, but let's how about this one? And then we came up with Drive.
Never know with these two. All right. Thank you for that middle-aged dark side.
You want me to pass out again?
Pass out the, I mean, pass out the, whatever it is. Hand out.
Second part of the
know.
Announcements,
speak
right?
out. Speak up. I don't know.
For the second part of the announcements, you can follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Please continue to listen to the Tuesday Terror videos every Tuesday where we reach out and connect with you guys.
Ooh, I'm up
with
tomorrow.
Our spooky story. Oh, you are tomorrow. Mm. Up to bat, right? We are on all podcast apps to listen to. So please, all the ones that allow you to, please give us a 5-star rating and review and tell someone you know about our show. Word of mouth helps. Tell your wife, tell your kids, right?
Tell the person at the drive-thru.
Right.
You know, the Burger King,
food,
the local.
The food court right, and all the mall kiosks.
Absolutely. Right,
tell
get
them.
The word out, yeah. Tell. It's really easy, actually, for me.
It's,
you know.
Doling out those cards, right? Hey, if anybody wants cards out there to pass out, we got them.
We can,
We got them. We got you covered. We also sell merch with our logo on it. Yes.
Right. With our logo? The way you said it. With our logo.
I know.
I think they kind of figured.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
someone else's logo
yeah.
of your choice.
Sorry, I'm having an incubus moment. Or
listen, the Middle Agent creeped out where you can buy merch of somebody else's logo.
Right, exactly.
Wait a minute.
I just had let's call it an incubi moment. Right?
And real quick on that. I know I talked
with
about
merch.
I hate when, you know, Beverly Hills has been our number one listenership for 2 or 3 weeks.
BH,
at
yeah.
least. Yeah. Huh?
Beverly Hills.
BH. I'm
sorry.
I was like,
I'm all about the letters.
I was like, wait, what'd he say? I thought he'd call me something.
Oh, behave. sorry.
We're thinking maybe they could come off some of that dough, that Beverly Hills dough, to order some merch.
I think that's a great
idea.
Come on, BH.
Tell them.
Go get you some.
Go get you some, Beverly Hills. Let's
go.
God,
you knew I wanted to say that, didn't
you? We love you guys, by the way. Thank you for, we actually wanted to say
that.
They
have been blowing it out of the water.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we're just thinking, how cool could you be walking on Rodeo Drive with a Middle Agent Creeped Out t-shirt, you know? Huh?
I love it. That's great.
Yeah, watch you. Yeah. Oh. We can order a purse for you. You know, the women.
Makes your coffee taste better.
Oh, I mean, the envy everybody would have, you know? I mean, got a little Mako.
I got a little envy right now.
T-shirt. Do you?
I want to be in Beverly Hills.
Put that away.
And it'll be with our logo.
Beverly Hills.
Nobody else's.
That's where I want to be.
Hey.
Give it to me. Living.
Okay.
I just had to say that.
That's enough of Beverly Hills talk, right? No. Yeah. Can't ever get enough of Beverly Hills.
Love you guys, though. Thank you.
Right. We also offer segment sponsorships, so email us if you're interested for more information. I won't do the cha-cha-cha-cha again.
You're cha-cha-cha
out.
I'm cha-cha-cha-cha out.
You should be.
Yeah, thank you for that, Sean.
You're most welcome.
Okay job.
Mediocre is what I got. You know I aim for the mediocre.
You hit it every time. You're consistent.
I'm off the show. I'm off the show soon, I know.
I didn't tell you. Nate, should we tell him? I will tell him later. Nate, it's your turn, buddy.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you put ink on a bus, you might get arrested and go to jail. That's a wrap.
Wow.
That didn't go where I thought it was going to go.
No, I was not.
I thought there was going to be some suki-suki involved.
Not quite sure where that was going. Huh?
Nothing.
Hey, family friendly.
Well, I know, but that's
just because we did a disclaimer at the beginning of the show doesn't mean we
have to
continue this debauchery.
I wanted to take advantage of that parental discretional.
Listeners, see what I have to deal with. It's the cross I bear. No, that's good. That was a good one, Nate.
Thank you.
I always, I know you come through, you know. I'm never. Have we ever been let down?
Just yeah, thought
never.
About it.
You just did.
Our man Nate.
You just did, huh? I mean, it's not as good as my dad joke.
Yeah, you know.
Moonshine. I said shy. Never mind. hey, we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to episode number 77 and our discussion on the incubus demon, which is totally creepy. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. And we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.